Prologue. Emily Royal Bin Yusuf was jogging along the path in Rock Creek Park, listening to Fallout Boy on her iPod and thinking about the paper she had due in her psychology class next week, when a man fell in beside her. It was broad daylight and there were plenty of people in the park, but the sudden appearance of a man at her side unnerved her. After the life she'd led in recent years, she was still working on responding like a normal adult and not someone with a paranoia complex. But she wasn't there yet. She told herself he was passing, that she was in his way. But he didn't pull ahead, and she stubbornly kept her gaze on the path, refusing to look at him, though her heart was beginning to pound harder and her endurance was failing as a result. Finally, she slowed her pace and stopped as he kept going. Thank God. She checked her Fitbit for her heart rate and started to walk. She hadn't gone as far as she wanted, but maybe it was time to head back to the apartment she shared with another student. That psych paper wasn't writing itself, after all. The man slowed up ahead. Then he turned and started jogging back toward her. He was tall and dark, intense and muscular like the special ops soldiers she knew. He was barely sweating as he approached. He passed her, then turned and fell in beside her again. Emily thought about running off the path and screaming, but she told herself that was an overreaction. There were plenty of people here, plenty of witnesses. Possibly he just wanted to hit on her. He was handsome enough, though he did nothing for her. "How are you, Emily?" She stumbled to a halt and whirled to face him.
"How do you know who I am?"
"A lot of people know who you are." Her heart thumped.
"Did the Colonel send you?"
Colonel Mendez was the leader of the Hostile Operations Team, a secretive black ops group that had evacuated her from Kurem. Her sister worked for them. Victoria had done a lot to find her in Kurem, worked for some shady people before she'd thrown her fate in with Hot. Emily didn't know details, but she knew Victoria had cut a deal with Mendez to give Emily a normal life again. Or as normal as could be for the widow of a known terrorist leader. She'd been naive when she'd gone to Kurem with Zarin, but she wasn't naive any longer. Being married to Zarin would affect the rest of her life. It wasn't the same as a drunken binge or a drug arrest as a juvenile. This was bigger. She was on no-fly lists the world over. She could never hold a government job, never have a security clearance. And she couldn't, under any circumstances, confess her feelings to the one man who meant something to her. His career would be ruined if she did. Hell, he risked enough by talking to her, but she couldn't cut that thread. It terrified her to think of cutting it. So long as she had him in her life, even peripherally, she could survive what the world threw at her. The stranger snorted.
"Mendez didn't send me."
He lifted his head and let his gaze slide over the brown grass and bare trees in the park as if he were searching for something. Definitely a special ops guy. And yet, that didn't make her feel any better about him.
"Let's walk before we draw attention."
"I'm not going anywhere with you."
"Just walk with me, Emily. We'll stay on the path. I promise that you want to hear what I have to say."
She lifted her head. It was cold out, but she was warm from her jog and from the adrenaline coursing through her.
"And what could you possibly have to say that would interest me?"
"I'll tell you when we're walking."
She dragged in a breath as she considered him. Yes, she was scared, and she was intrigued too. Still, she was cautious. She'd learned to be.
"Tell me who you are first."
The man grinned. "My name is Ian Black.